This is a CGE audio bargaining blog.
My name is Sarah Erickson. I'm a graduate teaching assistant in the mathematics department. I'm currently a TA for a vector calculus class, large lecture section. And my role in the union is I'm a steward in the mathematics department for CGE, and I'm also a member of the bargaining team.
Can you provide a quick summary of what happened in the last negotiation session on November 5th? What proposals were brought forward, and what OSU management's responses were so far to those proposals?
So at the very beginning of the session, we had a member provide testimony about how OSU's refusal to have the bargaining sessions live streamed has affected her, and how it's essentially left her out of the bargaining process because she lives in Portland, and so it's very time-consuming and expensive to drive all the way down here to attend bargaining sessions in person. It really is disappointing that OSU is choosing to continue to discriminate against graduate employees that live outside Corvallis, graduate employees that have children, or graduate employees that have certain disabilities that prevent them from attending bargaining sessions. So that happened at the beginning, and OSU's response to the testimony was incredulous. They were surprised that how dare we suggest revisiting the ground rules. Even though it wasn't just the bargaining team wanting to revisit the ground rules, we were communicating to OSU's bargaining team concerns of our members, and that's what we're supposed to be doing at the bargaining table, is communicating issues that our members are concerned about. So it was really disappointing that they responded in that way. But then we moved on to the rest of the bargaining session because OSU just refused to have any discussion about whether we would reconsider live streaming. After that happened, we went to presenting proposals. So we presented proposals on recognition, union rights, appointments, and work assignment, as well as summer session evaluation and transportation. So I can give some highlights from some of those articles. One really exciting change is that we want to make it so that assistantships by default are going to be 12-month appointments instead of 9-month appointments. I'm currently on a 9-month appointment. Everyone in the math department is currently on a 9-month appointment. Every graduate employee I know is on a 9-month appointment, which is very stressful for us because on a graduate salary, it's really unreasonable to expect us to be able to save up for expenses for a quarter of the year. And I actually make one of the higher FTEs among graduate employees. Since I'm in a STEM field, even with my salary, I don't make enough to save over the summer. So someone in a department that makes less than me, it's summer is even harder on them. That is the biggest change we have in our appointments article, and summer session is making it so that the default is that we will have employment over the whole summer. And OSU can absolutely do this. In my department, for instance, it's not as though the department just has no idea how many classes they're going to offer in the summer. They do already have a good idea of how many classes they'll offer in the summer. And our article does allow for variability because we do recognize that enrollment can fluctuate, but to have it be so that no one is on a 12-month appointment is really not acceptable. Also, in our transportation article, we would like OSU to start living up to the promises that it has made to reduce carbon emissions. And transportation is one of the largest emitters of greenhouse gases. And OSU, as one of the largest employers in Corvallis, has a lot of influence over the way that its employees get to work. And so our proposal asks OSU to incentivize more environmentally friendly methods of transportation, including biking and taking the bus to campus. But we also want OSU to recognize that there is still a need for some graduate employees to drive to campus. And we ask OSU to recognize that need and to increase the number of accessible parking spaces on campus.
What are the proposals you intend to submit in this upcoming negotiation session?
Yeah, so we've got some more exciting proposals. We're presenting proposals on terms of agreement, university rights, discipline and discharge, grievance procedure, and non-discrimination. So with university rights and discipline and discharge, the biggest change that we have is OSU has sometimes used the fact that they can pretty much do whatever they want if it's considered an academic issue to reduce or take away graduate students' employment. As our contract is currently stated, CGE has no recourse if a graduate employee unfairly lose their assistantship and the university labels it as an academic reason. Currently, we have no way to grieve that. And the biggest change is that we are going to make it so that even if the university labels it an academic issue, it can still be grievable. We've also improved our non-discrimination article. In particular, we've improved our capacity to grieve instances where the university discriminates against a graduate employee. Our current contract has it so that these cases can't go to arbitration, and the university wants all of these cases to go through EOA, which is the Equal Opportunity and Access Office in Oregon State University. But I have been discriminated against as an employee, and I've gone through EOA. They weren't really very helpful. So we want to have more power and more of a say in these processes and make it so that the goal is to actually address and repair the damage and have the goal not just be legal compliance. Some other important changes. We want to make it so that graduate employees who need a disability-related accommodation can get that accommodation quickly within 15 days without having to present documentation to Oregon State University. This documentation can be expensive and inaccessible for graduate employees, and it's important that we remove that barrier to graduate employees receiving the accommodations that they need. And then finally, for graduate employees who change their name for whatever reason, the university is not always good at respecting those name changes. This is especially horrible for my fellow graduate employees that are transgender and have to experience being deadnamed by the university in the course catalog and in other university documents and parts of the university website. Our next bargaining session is this upcoming Friday, November 15th, 2 to 5 p.m. in Westminster House on Monroe.